Hey, yo, bad news. Fuck going on?
Well, make sure you speak into the microphone.
Hello,
because we got a new
hello.
Setup here. We're all set up.
Set up.
New cribbo.
We're here. Can you hear me?
New cribbo testing.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear
me
you.
Now.
You are legit.
Yeah.
All right. Fuck. I think we're back, bro.
We're back.
Are we back?
Back. I'm talking to Cord. Remember, like, it's funny. We were saying we talk about him.
I don't know. Well, I guess we'll just have to drop these Easter eggs and maybe he'll ever hear his name one day.
Cord. Hey, Cord.
What's up, Cord?
Hey, Cord.
Won't cut it out this time.
Hey, Cord.
We'll just start beeping it. He'll be the beep.
Yeah, beep.
We should give him a nickname, like Caller Daddy.
Ooh, legend.
Dude.
But we're back. And you have headphones on. I don't, because obviously I'm a mess.
I'm just keeping track of the audio.
You real quick.
Yeah, let me get some. There you go. Some microphone action. This episode is brought to you by Mamitas. Bro, sorry. So you broke me off a little 8-pack of these Mamitas.
Uh-huh.
And I took him to this party. And Amanda was like, dude, don't bring those. Like, I'm sure he's going to have Trulies or something. And I'm like, I don't know. These are pretty fire. And they're kind of different. They're not really like a Truly.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay, whatever. So I bring them anyways. And I put them in the fridge when we get there. And someone finally comes up to me and they're like, what's this thing? And they had it in their hand. And I'm like, oh, it's just this new drink. It's got tequila. Instead of like a seltzer mix, it's like more just like a soda water and just tequila mix. It's cleaner. It's crisper. It tastes nice. But it kind of gets you lit too. It doesn't have that weird buzz afterwards that I kind of like was more drawn to. And man, they cleaned them out. I barely even got any. It, like, became a rage in the party. People were just crushing them.
I mean, they're the shit.
And then I was like stuck drinking Trulies the rest of the day because there was
no
more Mamitas. Yeah. But you know, and then like, what's up? They don't got no distribution in Vegas yet?
They do. That's where I got it. Well, I got a bunch of these at Lee's Liquor.
Ah, Lee's is the plug.
Lee's all is right. Definitely the plug.
I'll go to Lee's. Shout out Lee.
Shout out Lee. OG, triple OG in Vegas. Lee's Liquor is kind of like the golden goose over here in Vegas.
Is that what you guys got in LA?
I don't think we have that.
Would you guys have like a BevMo or some shit?
Yeah, we do actually.
Yeah, BevMo. Yeah, that's a California shit. That's like where you get all your booze in California is the BevMo. I don't even know if that shit pops anymore, but that's when I used to go. Used to go to BevMo, get the deal. But what's up, bro? Fucking episode. I want to call it out. We usually don't say the episode name, but I kind of wanted to give ourselves some props because this one's actually going to be episode 41.
Wow.
I'm sneaking it in because this is definitely going to be Sunday's episode. So this is episode 41. So that means we're 11 off of 52, 50. Which will be an episode for every week of the year.
Yeah.
You're kind of crazy, bro. We're getting there.
We're kind of doing it.
That's big things. I think we should start maybe planning something for 52. Like maybe we should do like a little,
I might get the people what they've actually been asking for,
like a giveaway or something, or maybe
a
like
giveaway or a huge
name.
Yes.
Just for like 52. It's not like, you know, just for like 1 year of actual pods.
Like, yo, what's up? Like, oh fuck.
Yeah. Maybe just a call in, like a 10-minute call in too. Yeah. We don't have to like waste too much of their time.
Maybe we do 52 minutes, 10 minutes for each guest.
Whoa. Just like and get like prepared questions.
Five guests. And then the last one is just 2 minutes and it's like the biggest one.
I'm down. Yeah. I think we should plan.
Okay, I got it. Yeah, we'll do it. Okay. Guys, you're welcome. I just gave you guys, be ready.
See, that's how ideas get born. Just gotta just let it incubate real quick. And then next thing you know, full fledged plan.
So everyone, COVID's gone.
It's basically gone, dude.
It's not really here. People are still dying, but it's not being talked about in the media anymore, which is the craziest thing ever. Vegas is fully back open. LA is pretty much back open. I mean, it is insane to me how people are just like, they don't care anymore. It's like, it's over.
Man, and it's like they were like June 1st or June 15th, and it's like May 30th, and it's like, fuck, we're not even waiting till that shit. Fuck that.
Yeah.
We've been masked
actually,
off for 2 weeks.
Yeah, we're good. Now we're back.
Come at me.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's so weird. And it's like, I got those deals on my phone and my emails, like masks through the roof, even like high-end companies trying to sell me masks. And then all of a sudden it just was like crazy, like even more emails, but they're all like 40% off. And I'm like, yeah, you guys know.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's over.
That inventory ain't going to move.
100%.
You have to give that shit away.
100%. I mean, I'm sure there's some businesses that were thriving while this thing was going on. And now they're going to see like a world of hurt.
Well, I think that, yeah, because now the competition's going to come back.
Right. Everyone's coming back.
Yeah. But I mean, retail's still like going to be crashing. And then, you know, when I see ticket prices for events and like concerts and shit, and I see what they're charging, I'm like, damn, everyone still got their stimmies and shit because everyone's got Skrilly Boy now. Cause if that's a ticket price to go to like a Raiders game or to see Dave Chappelle on the strip, like, you got some rich motherfuckers now. I swear to God.
I hope people know that it's going to go away.
Because you got some coin.
It's going to go away.
Like, yeah. Everyone's gouging. Everyone's trying to make that year's loss back. So everything's going to be inflated through the roof lately.
Through the roof.
You know what's crazy, though? Because I saw on TMZ today that Kim Kardashian had COVID. So I'm surprised that COVID didn't make like a huge comeback, that the Kardashians had it.
Right.
You know, just like, oh my God, the Kardashians have COVID. Oh, put the masks back on.
Close LA.
Fuck.
I mean, those girls have the power to do that.
This is kind of ducted, you know? And also in the news, what's up with Bennifer, bro? Should we do, like, I'm just going to get in. Bennifer? I even saw that J-Lo.
I'm kind of stoked.
Dude, I even saw J-Lo was like talking to Mark Anthony again too. She's just out.
Well, she has kids with him.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Twins.
Sorry.
The twin girls, I think, they're Mark Anthony's. That fool's hard. I love Mark Anthony's music. And he's in fucking Man on Fire. And I've heard he's a fucking dangerous man.
He played a gangster in some movie. He was like The Substitute or something, wasn't it? Like The Substitute too.
Mark Anthony's a real gangster. I know that for a fact.
Oh, that's tight. But yo, she's just out there. And then P. Diddy hit her with the troll.
Yep.
Man.
Like how that?
A little TBT action.
Yeah. It made headlines. I mean, Puff knows how to just fucking, yo, I'm going to make a headline today.
I'm kind of sus though, because like, as much as I think J-Lo is just a dime piece, like why does she have so many issues with dudes? And like, why does she keep going back to these toxic dudes?
She might be a workaholic. And some people can't hang.
I know, but like, how many dudes are we on now? Five? We're on five dudes, and now we're going swinging back through. Swinging back through the rotation one more time just to test the water for like, hey, left this one because you were a crazy alcoholic. Maybe this was actually the one.
Right. I mean, fuck. She's 50. She can do whatever she wants. She's J-Lo.
I know, dude.
She's a money train.
What do you think A-Rod thinks? A-Rod don't care, dude. A-Rod's just still smashing young.
Yeah, he's fucking safe.
That's probably why I fell through, right? Because I watched some reality TV, and there's a show called Southern Charm, and there's a star on Southern Charm that was supposedly like talking. Yeah, she was talking with your boy Jay Cutler first, and he's married to that girl from the Laguna Beach. Yeah, what's her face?
Kristen Cavallari.
Yeah, yeah. And they were breaking up because of something, or I don't know if they broke up, but they were going through some shit. And it was mainly because of this girl from Southern Charm. And then she went and spun around and she jumped on the Alex.
A-Rod train.
Yeah, the A-Rod train, dude. So she's just a little get around.
Why not?
But, you know, to each his own. To each his own.
I like that. People are, you know, look, I think people are, people make wise choices. These girls, they don't, you know, so.
But, you know, like five, you know, I was thinking to myself, like five weddings, like damn, that's Skrill. And then how many times she's had like a married another
runaway bride.
Star? Just how many times?
Runaway bride.
Bro.
She doesn't make it to the finish line.
Bro.
She might with Ben.
Again.
Yeah. Ben's hard. I love Ben Affleck.
Dude, and there was like some solid pictures of them like back in the day, like straight up Marilyn Monroe, Joe DiMaggio looking style. I got to give them props. They're definitely fitting into like what the media would love to see happen.
I mean, my boy Kells is the fucking talk of the town. So that's the best.
Kells is crush.
Love it. Shout out to my boy for winning all these awards the last 2 days. Fucking finally, 12 years later, the fucking world finally understands what's up. And you have to do a rock record for all you people to like be like, oh yeah, he's pretty good. Oh.
And they were hating on the rock record too. Yeah. Remember we were like, when we were listening to that early rock stuff, they were like, nah,
yeah,
just not going
to
do it.
Shout out to Trav for bringing it all to life too.
Oh man, but it's just like, you know, I just love, you know, people that are just like free like hells, because it's finally like the time, I think, is finally fitting. People aren't trying to be like fit into this mold. Yeah. I feel like now it's like people that are like super creative and outgoing and like their own mold.
But you know what?
Like,
I think what's cool is I think people like Travis Barker, obviously, that's what I'm talking about, and Kells are making pop punk cool again. Not that Blink was ever not cool, because Mark and Travis have done a really good job at keeping that name like so relevant, where I think like bands like Simple Plan or Sum 41, Good Charlotte, fucking Newfound Glory, all these bands are gonna be able to like make the biggest comeback now, because those, a kid like Kells is making that music like so fucking cool again.
Yeah. Also just like the new bands that get to come out, you know, like, yeah, you get to pay homage to all the old bands. Like, mm-hmm. But man, it's going to spawn so many new young creators.
Oh yeah, 100%. And again, goes back to Travis is working with all those kids, which is so fucking cool.
I saw Travis playing with some young like 8-year-old today. It was crazy, just teaching him how to drum.
He's the most fucking wanted producer on the planet right now.
But also, like, doesn't he like teach too on the side?
He does. He does. Good human right there. One of the most kindest souls ever. You know what? I like mamitas, but it makes me burp.
Yeah, a lot of burpage, but that's just because.
But I'm drinking the mango flavor, and it's really good right now.
Super carbonated,
Brody. Bro. It's the truth. This fucking shit is.
Yeah, Brody. Happening. This is going to be a win, and I like how on calories on the back is just like mad simple. Like, no, this is like the real. You know, and they're not. I saw some shit on TikTok like Dasani's trying to sneak in a bunch of like toxic shit. My TikTok's so like conspiracy theoried out now that I can't even like watch it because I just get super sad about everything around me.
Right.
But yeah, you know, and you kind of got to wonder what you drink and like what you put in your body. Even if water companies are putting shit in there to make you more thirsty, like what's really going on?
Fuck,
like,
man,
booze companies. True. Like, so then I was flipping through my podcasts like usual and I stumbled across, Rob Dyrdek has a new podcast out. It's like, all about his like investment structures. I think it's called like something with Rob. I'll tag it in the post later, but it was really inspiring. And he had some guy on like episode 6 and they were talking about taking multivitamins and breaking down the chemistry and how it works. And it was super interesting because they're talking shelf life and how it finally gets into your body and how to synthesize these ingredients to do so. And it was really interesting because he started with liquor. He like was trying to make like a gummy mm-hmm. for liquor to like go as like a, why does liquor always have to be in liquid? Well, it can be like a gummy or it can be like a powder, like Pop Rocks and shit. And then when he started figuring out the complex like chemistry behind it, so many more companies were coming after him because they were like, oh my God, we need that too. Because for so long they've been faking the funk. So like when you take a vitamin, it's mostly just sugar. And like, they try to sell like, hey, it's a vitamin. It's all vitamin C. And it's like, nah, they're like barely any of this vitamin C even gets in your body. And it like freaked me out. And I was like thinking like liquor companies for so long, when they make these like side drinks or these, you know, seltzers and shit, you got to be wondering what the long play is. Cause it's either leftover. Why would they like be so quick to flip? Like, that's gotta be like something they're like, oh, these people just don't know. They're drinking this. Oh man, they were giving us a hard time for this beer. Now they're going to drink piss water. Oh, we're giving piss water all day.
Fuck.
You know what I mean? So I always wondered about that. Like, what's the really going on in this truest ingredient factor, especially after I listened to that podcast and they were breaking down like even vitamins, which you would hopefully have utmost trust and faith in. Mm-hmm. And there's like total gimmick scheme in that. So like, man, what else are you putting in your body that's just like polluting? And you're like, oh, this is so good for me.
Yeah.
Okay, this is sea moss. This is 95%
of it. Ooh, I like that. Ooh, I like that.
This is going to keep me healthy.
Oh man. What else is going on in the world these days?
Bro, I got a wedding coming up. You know, I'm not my own wedding, but I'm actually going to attend one of my homies' weddings. Shout out Sean.
Okay.
Big fan of the Bad News podcast. And it's up in my hometown up in Healdsburg. Now, I'm actually from Santa Rosa, but Healdsburg is like a town, two towns north, I guess you could say. But you know, I was just, weddings always get me kind of mad flustered because I always get kind of like excited, but yet nervous at the same time. And then there's like money involved and then like, where are you going to stay? And like the whole like day is kind of like you want to party, but you can't get too drunk and you got to remember things. You got to be polite to the parents, but you still want to like kind of get down. And I was like thinking like, I've been to some crazy weddings. What's the craziest wedding you've ever been to?
Fuck. What's the craziest wedding I've ever been to? Well,
I mean, I guess you could say your own.
Mine was pretty good. I'm not going to lie. It went by really fast. I would say I've slept through a wedding that was really fun.
Hell yeah.
I went to a wedding 2 days prior, showed up to shout out to my boy Foyt. I went to a wedding in Lake Tahoe. I went to the airport a fucking full day early. And then I was so hammered and it took 2 hours or something to get from where I was to the airport. So I was just like, I'll just buy a new flight.
What do you mean you went a day early? Like you went on the wrong day?
Yeah.
Like accidentally? Or just intentionally? No, you just showed up. You're just like, fuck, I'm here.
Yep. And they're like, your flight's not for like 2 days. I was like, of course not.
You're like,
I get to Mexico. That's where the other wedding was. And Abby was in the wedding and she's like, don't go to sleep. You know, like just hammer.
Oh, I kind of remember this. Yeah.
You know, and I was on a flight with my good girlfriend, Carla, And she knew that I've never been to Mexico. And she's like, oh, we got to take shots right when we land, you know? So we did. She like took me to this bar and like, you know, she's one of my like dear friends. So it was really cool moment.
The tequila in Mexico hit different.
Yeah. And then we got to the hotel and I started drinking a little bit at the bar. And then I was like, I'm gonna go take a nap. You know, I got like 3 hours, you know, I just need 2 hours and I'll shower. And I just remember hearing the fucking craziest thump, just thump, 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 like cops, you know, just like coming to get me. I was like, oh fuck. And I wake up and,
Where am I?
It's my friend Gamsh and my boy and our boy Randy, the snowman. And
snowman.
They have their phones out and they're filming and they're like, you missed the wedding. And I fucking, they're like, get dressed. And I just get dressed. I fully missed my friend Rich and Danielle's like ceremony.
But you made it out towards the end, right?
Yeah, for
the
reception. And that was beautiful wedding, like on a roof, you know, fireworks in Mexico. My first time ever in Mexico. And I'm so happy it was with that couple. And but they'll bring it up every time I'm around with like new people. Shit, they're like, well, this guy slept through our wedding. And I would say that was one of the funnest weddings I've been to. I haven't been to like a lot, you know, been to plenty, you know, but not like. Not ones that were like, oh my God, that blew my mind, or you know, like,
you know, yeah. The only reason I brought that up because I saw Tavier out there doing
Top is at the best wedding of all time.
I was just saying, like, and I was like thinking, like, what kind of wedding is that? Like, is that like, and I was even talking to you earlier about it. Is like, is that an Israeli wedding? Like, what is this going on here? Is this people are just everyone dancing, like dancing during the day, dancing during the night, just doing full tosses, just getting down. And I'm thinking like, that's the kind of wedding I want to go to. Yeah. It doesn't seem like there's no rules there.
Yeah. I mean, but that's every Israeli wedding.
Is that how it is? That's just a cultural thing. Like, I wonder why that's like, why
it's some, why fuck it. They just want to party.
I wonder why some are so much more celebrations. And then the others are so much more like,
they just like, they don't let anything get in the way. Yeah. You know, they just want to party.
Just like, fuck all that like talk shit. But you guys have like, you guys got to break a glass and do all this ceremonial shit,
right? Break it. Yeah. It's ceremony. You know, it's crazy. Abby and I didn't do that. Cause I just wanted to just, I don't follow like all that stuff. You know, I'm not saying like I'm a bad Jew or whatever. I just, you know, I just wanted to I guess, I don't know.
You think it people up, makes people feel uncomfortable or something? What? No,
no. But I'm sure a lot of, you know, I'm sure like people like my mom and a few people were not disappointed. Just like, dude, like,
what's up?
You should do some of this stuff, you know? And I probably should have. And, but you know, at the time I was moving chairs and tables around like until 30 minutes before our wedding.
I know. No, most of the pictures, you don't even have a jacket on.
Yeah. You know, or like my bow tie that day, no one knew how to tie, but I had to wait for my one of my best friends, J-Rock, to come and tie my bow tie. Literally, like it was 4 minutes before the wedding. He like ran upstairs to do my bow tie.
Yeah, lucky J-Rock was making bow ties popping like a few years earlier.
Yes.
We just got the handles on the bow tie.
Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah. So weddings are like, I don't know.
You'll have fun. You just gotta make the best of it.
Yeah, I'm stoked. It's just like, you know, getting there is like the whole portion. Like you're always in your head, like, oh man. Yeah.
You know what? Matt from Event Sevenfold and Val had an amazing wedding. I got fucking smashed there.
Oh, was he already like Event Sevenfold famous at that point?
Oh yeah. I mean, Event has been big since pretty much. Yeah, like, for a while. They've had the craziest following since the day they started. This was like,
but did he have a couple rockstar albums money?
In? Yeah. I mean,
I don't want to get in people's pockets, but
yeah, I mean, so. Like we took over this entire hotel in Palm Springs.
Oh shit. Yeah. That was amazing. Fucking tight.
Yeah.
That sounds legit.
Yeah. It was awesome. I know I'm missing some, but my friend Chris and his wife Heather had a really good one. I was young though. Like we didn't really have money yet, you know, like, so like, I wish people got married now.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's crazy. Right. It seems like people rushed into it. And then like, the whole invitation thing was always like a big thing for me. Like, it seems like, because I left to go to Vegas, I got like skipped out of like all my homies' weddings because I just like kind of fell out of the loop, and I wasn't mad. It kind of worked out. But at the same time, you're like, always like looking from afar, like, damn, I thought I was cool.
Yeah. I mean, my friend Kelly, that I work like for her family. We work for her family. Like that's as far as I'll go is saying that's the craziest wedding I've ever been to in my life.
Bro, I wasn't even in that wedding and I was just in the casino. Yeah. And I could tell that I felt like I was in the wedding.
Yeah. Like that's as far as that goes. That's hands down the craziest wedding I've ever been to. And
Yeah. And you can't even schmoogle it. So don't even try.
Yeah. There's no schmoogling at all.
I mean, you might schmoogle how many flowers were there, but that's about all the details you're going to get.
Yeah.
Fuck. What else is new? So you're moving into this new Crebo.
Yeah, we moved into a new house. This is our first podcast in this
in the new house. This is actually going to be like new home base for the podcast.
Yeah, we're going to set up a nice little studio. I mean, it's just, there's a bunch of fucking things here.
This fool has more art than you would ever. He needs a museum. Like, we just got to go and should just rent a little silo, put a little show together and just fucking rack in the coin. There's some fucking pieces here. I walked by a Saber portrait earlier and I just kind of geeked for 5 minutes on it. And he's just got stuck that stuff that and stuck in corners. I don't even know if he even values anymore.
Yeah. It's, I mean, bro, I forgot about that one with the Mickey. That's my favorite painting of all time.
I was just going to looking at that one over there, like geeking on it.
Yeah. It's, that's my favorite painting of all time. And I forgot I had it,
but I know you really care though, cause you still got all the bubble wrap, some orange bubble wrap. I'm making colored bubble wrap nowadays. That's
it's
fucking
weird, right?
Bubble wrap.
Yeah. It's
fucking
weird.
Again, fucking branding, bro.
Yeah. I like it. But you know, life is good, man. Like, we're getting older. I'm turning 40 this year and I'm kind of fucking stressing. I've met like, that's old.
Yeah, but you got like 6 months till 40. There's a lot happens in 6 months.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
I turned 36 in like 10 days, bro. Ooh. Fucking 10 days. Yeah. 36 or go back in time. What were you doing? 36. I think that's when we started. We were just kind of getting out of the fucking.
Is that what we're doing? Leaving our fucking peoples.
Leaving Dreezies.
Bro, nightclubs are coming back.
Fuck, bro. I kind of miss nightclubs. I can't wait to. I just want to go one time.
I do miss having some time.
I'll go one time and then I'll be like, I got it out of my system.
Yeah,
I got to go once. I kind of got like.
We will. We should. We should actually go on your birthday. Just fucking hop around.
Yeah, I'll fucking down. BA, what's up? What's up, BA? What's up, Phil?
Bonafronte, Phil.
Fuck, coming for you, Dre.
Dusties, Young Duster.
Shout out, Frandalay Bay.
Frandalay Bay.
Don Dada, Victor Dre himself.
We should have Victor on the show.
Bro, that would be such an honor for me to have Victor on the show.
You know what? I'm going
to
make that happen.
You know, like, because I think Victor actually gets overlooked in the city because he's just like kind of thought of as just a nightclub impresario and like the guy that kind of like thought of the DJ and thought of the lights and the sound system and the beautiful ambiance and all these things that we take for granted today.
He's the best.
But yeah, even before that, steakhouses, movies, man, like movies. Fashion, like dude, movies. Crazy stuff that you don't even
see. Weekend at Bernie's. If any of you kids have never seen Weekend at Bernie's, you should. Weekend at Bernie's is one of the best movies of all time. It's a cult classic. I think Kevin Hart should redo it and like literally like be Bernie.
Oh my God, that'd be so good.
And like The Rock and someone else should like act in it.
Yeah.
You know, or like The Rock should be.
They need to do that, Bernie. A new modern version for that for sure. Yeah. Bring that back full circle. But you know, fun fact, Weekend at Bernie's, Victor Dre was the producer on that movie. And they were having some trouble fitting Bernie for glasses. And if you know Victor, he wears these really cool round sunglasses, still kind of wears them to this day, mostly like a nice, like little tortoise shell shade or something fucking dope.
Yeah. Kind of like, he's so ahead of fashion.
Kind of like Leon the professional, but there's like tighter.
Yeah.
And he took them off his face and just put them on Bernie. And they're just like, whoa. Those are the glasses.
Yeah.
And those are the actual glasses that made the movie and that Bernie wears in one and two. So, you know, fun fact. He also didn't he jack Gene Wilder's wife? Like, what a solid move.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's fact. We might have to fact check that. We need a guy on the show that's going to start fact checking like a Jamie. So we can start saying wild facts.
Right. I mean,
I feel like I got to hold back sometimes, but maybe that should just make you guys Google it. Maybe I should just be mad wild on here and you guys should just have to take it all for what it is. Be like, damn, is that true? Did he just say that?
I mean, that's the original king of no filter. Literally.
I know.
The king of no filter.
But I don't want to apologize. So people like, I feel like Joe Rogan, he's good because he can apologize. He like admits when he's wrong really easily. And I like, it's like a nice feature to have. A lot of like media people today, especially people that have so much power that and fan bases, they'll just be like, nah, like they're really like on their high horse. But you know, when he's came out numerous times and said some things that he's obviously fell on the sword or taken back and said that he was wrong. I don't know if that's PR doing it for him. Cause I know how the PR machine works behind the scenes. Everyone thinks there's no PR, but there's PR.
There's always PR.
There's always PR. There's always a team.
Shout out Alex Acuna, best PR.
Oh, shout out Alex.
On the planet. Shout out Allison Broad, my favorite PR team in the entire world.
Man, you know, if you guys don't know Allison Broad, they put that, you know, the chicken sandwich on the map.
They did.
Everyone is trying to replicate the chicken sandwich glory that Popeyes had.
That was them.
That was them.
That was all them.
And how do you like, it's not, you can't even remember what the promo looked like. You don't remember none of that marketing.
Nope. That was all that.
All you remember is that there was like some limited.
They're not only like a PR firm. They're like a marketing agency as well.
Yeah. They need to switch the pivot.
Yeah. They're crushing it. I'm going to ask Allison Broad to be on this.
Wow. You know, that'd be cool. Cause I kind of want to get into like celebrity liquor deals. And if that's just like a cool, like money grab for celebrities, or if that's really like an actual passion. I think
some of them actually care. You know, what's crazy is I was going to talk about this is, is it Kylie or Kendall that just launched a tequila?
I think it's Kylie. Or no, it's Kendall. She's getting mad flack. 818.
818. I'm going to be honest. I love the logo.
I'm not a big fan of like the roundy script, but I kind of like the simplistic.
It's simple. And, like, I'd actually wear it on a hat or a shirt or even like a cool hoodie. And the
818 cool. Significant to somewhere.
Yeah, that's where they're from.
It's like the Calabasas the
Valley. Yeah, it's entire Valley. San Fernando Valley, Calabasas, Agoura Hills. And then it just dies.
So what's the 802?
Or 805?
805.
805 is Oxnard, Thousand Oaks, Simi Valley, Santa Barbara, Santa Ynez.
Okay. Fucking 707. 707. Shit. Gang, gang.
Gang, gang.
No, but tequila, bro. So I haven't tasted it.
I haven't either.
I mean, I'm sure.
Like, I don't think her mom would let them work with anyone that's not like top notch and like understands it. And the girl, and they probably all love tequila. So they're like, yo, like.
I kind of fucks with tequila, like really high end tequila. I like the 42. Obviously everyone knows that 42 in the clubs or 42 anywhere is like popping. Everyone always gets the 42 or like the next one is like the one, the blue bottle one with the little ding on top. I don't know what its name. That thing's like,
I always forget it.
Yeah. It's got some crazy name, but Tav always on it. Got it. People just be out there with that one. That's like the next one I think is the coolest.
Yeah. What's the most expensive?
I think the 42.
No, it's more expensive. The ceramic one.
Yeah.
You're talking about the ceramic.
With the little ding bottles, more expensive than the Four Deuce. It's like I'm sure Abby would know. Abby's in the background. God, can we just shout out to Abby?
My wife knows everything. Shout out to my wife. Best wife in the world. She just moved us into this house literally by her fucking self.
Yeah, this house is nice, man. You know, the funny thing is I was in the kitchen. I was like, oh, it's kind of small. No big deal. And then I like turned and I was like, what the fuck is this hallway? It's like, God damn. It opened up the whole wing of the house.
Yeah, it's a nice. It's cool. Listen, this is
like,
my first.
I like
house.
A little compact joint though. You know, you don't want something that's like all sprawling and makes you feel like you're just overwhelmed.
I don't want to I don't want a mansion. I was with one of my friends right now, and she was like, "How many stories?" I'm like, Abby and I just want one story houses. We're never moving into two story houses. I don't think. But I guess never say never.
Yeah, you know, fucking when you got the cribbo space, I might live in one of those like Drake sized mansions eventually one day.
If they want to give me one, somebody.
Or like a Bill Gates where he had that little bracelet and you could just go in every room and it like changed the temperature and like the lighting and the mood and the whole vibe. I might fuck with that, like a smart house like that.
I like that.
You can almost like take any house and make it smart nowadays though.
Really?
Yeah, because like everything's got like all kinds of like Siri and Alexa and like Wemos and kind of like, oh, turn the lights on, turn the AC up, you know, like Nest, set this temperature to 65.
I'm going
to
do all that in this house. I just need a minute.
Yeah. But you can almost like take like a regular house and automate the fuck out of it. That's where you can't do that with like a car or anything else in life. Yeah. You can't like take a car and make it smart. You know, if you get a car and it's dumb, you get a TV and it's dumb, like you ain't no making that shit smart.
For sure.
So I think that's the fun thing about a house is there's like always, you can do so much with a house. There's always like, I'll blow this wall out. I'll make this. I'll fucking change this. I'll put cool light fixtures in each room. So what's up? TikTok just taking over the world.
TikTok is, yes. So let's talk about TikTok.
I'm kind of mad at TikTok personally, because I tried to be cool and post a video on TikTok. And I found this video that I hadn't seen. It's this fucking guy on a moped going the wrong way on the highway. And I was like, bro, this is totally TikTok. No, he gets arrested at the end. And I even showed him get arrested at the end.
Yeah.
And I put like fucking ludicrous move, get out of the way. I fucking speeded it up times two. I had it all nice. I had the FYP and all that shit. Yeah. And said it was against community guidelines and flagged it. And then, dude, I'm watching this fucking
shit. But you should have. I did.
And then they only gives you one chance to fight it. The bullshit. And then, you know, like on Instagram, at least you could be like, no. You know, and eventually it's like, all right, fuck, this guy is complaining enough. But on this one, it was just like, sorry, like dunzo. So I didn't know if I should just repost it again, because maybe like they catch the algorithm off or something. But I was like watching today and it was like this fucking cartoon about people. He was like a rap song and he was just like killing people in it. And I'm just thinking like, bro, that was as murderous and as deadly as my video was. And it was just cartoon. But I don't know. I'm not going to flag people, but I was just like, man, it needs to be fair. Like I thought TikTok was still the wild, wild west, not the wild west, though.
Bro, I love TikTok.
The government on that shit.
I had a video go viral.
I know.
3 days ago.
Tell me about it.
That shit was so good, awesome. Huh?
That's the best dopamine rush you've had in a minute.
27 million views, 4 million likes, and like 80,000 comments.
You got it.
And God knows. You know what? I should actually, let's look while we're on.
You got to reach out to TikTok. Yo, TikTok, where's the fucking check? Send it to the new address.
I don't even care about the check.
We want that 10 cents, 1,000 view bullshit.
I'm so stoked on
it. I don't know. The algorithm, I will give it to whoever did the science. And whatever the science is Instagram needs to adopt and do it instantaneously, because the algorithm science is great. And it feels like it's almost like the best TV channel I've ever had in my life now.
Let's look.
Like sometimes, bro, I'll be like
115,000 shares.
Holy shit. 3.5 million likes.
85,000.
85.2 comments. And you fought it and it came back.
Yep. And then 27 million views. And I just posted another one right now. It's got 470,000.
So what do you think works better for you? Like those little like news clips like that?
And
those
I think just like,
I'm just being like, ahead, I think of the,
my
of the
page
clips?
Is like, sometimes I'll post like me or like, or I'll just do the OG stuff of just like
some content,
the funny content stuff that people actually want to see.
Man, because I feel like, especially with TikTok, there's a nice break of like people like doing fourth wall, talking right at you, and then just like crazy videos. And then there's like, I've learned so much, dude. Like this guy was like almost making a joke about it, where he like opened up his oven because they like were showing how to clean the oven. And like, do you know the oven lid just lifts off like this? And like he duets it and he like looks at the screen and goes, please, please tell me I need to stop learning shit like this. And he like fucking lifts up his lid and he's just like, oh my God. He like almost loses his shit because he just keeps geeking out because he's learning so much from TikTok.
TikTok's,
do you think TikTok has a life like Vine and it's going to die?
No.
But how did Vine die if TikTok is like Vine?
Because Vine
was just too ahead of its time. No,
Vine, I was never a Vine baby.
Eight seconds or what? It was just only 8 seconds.
Gonna be,
right?
This is about to be, I think it's going to go up to 3 minutes.
Yeah, they let you do 3 minutes now. Yeah,
dude, that's
a lot of minutes.
That's a show.
Yeah.
You can have an episode.
For sure.
Pat Ridge has episodes.
Yeah, 100%.
Patrick Ridge. Maybe I'll have him on here one day.
Shout out Pat Ridge. Doing your thing. I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
But you know, I always like guys that just go out and break the mold. That's like I was trying to talk about with Kells, you know, like something that's mad honorable about Kells is now he's got to keep reaping the roses, but like he's kind of been true to himself the whole time, you know, and like wear pearl necklaces and things like that, that were like the who culture. Kells? Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I saw him on Barstool Sports today, doing the pizza review, and Kells was wearing his nails and he's like, Dave's like, how long have you been doing this? He's like, bro, like, I'm like, man, like this kid is not a poser. Like he's been a rock star his whole life.
100%. Like there's pictures of you guys, mohawks. Like how many rappers, you know, that's way before the rock days. How many rappers, you know, rocking a mohawk?
Bro, this guy was the craziest thing about Kells. And like, I get frustrated too. And people always like, a lot of people will always be like, oh yeah, it's your boy. Like we get it. It's your boy. I'm like, it's not that, it's not my family. You know what I mean? And it's like the thing that is annoying, cause I've been around the whole crew. It's like Kells and Slim and Baze, all these kids, like they started fucking mosh pits in the hip hop world before they really existed. I mean, sure, Public Enemy and Ice-T and a few other people like had shit like that, but like Kells like brought that shit, and then like people like Travis Scott get the credit for it, and it's not really sure, where it started, sure. You know, like it's just not. And like it can go back to even like Eminem fucking did Warped Tour. You know, and like, I don't even know if Travis Scott ever played Warped Tour. Now, he's one of the most talented kids out there. I'm not talking shit whatsoever. I just, you know, I definitely want to put that on
some
record.
Stands out there. Yeah.
You know, but I'm just saying like my clique definitely been doing it a long time.
I kind of think though, it was valuable when he took his Billboard award and he shouted out that released his mixtape 15 years, like almost to the day, like how long the journey was, you know, and that's something that I think you are inside viewer on than most people aren't. So most people think like, oh yeah, he's just obviously winning, but like they don't see the journey and how many nights it was like, oh, maybe this isn't gonna happen, or the fuck, this is like not working out, or is this not panning like I wanted to pan, or not getting the traction I needed to track. but and all those little wins along the way too, that you've been a part of, that you've seen, like the movie roles, the acting career,
everything. And people and still
like,
shit.
Yeah. But people also overlook that because they're just like, oh, he's a famous now. Yeah. They don't think of like the longevity of like career.
They've also, what people don't understand, it's not just MGK, but like an Avenged Sevenfold, Machine Gun Kelly, like they've been building their camps for so long without being famous. But famous.
Yeah. But I think like it's kind of true with anybody though, right? Like even not me and you were talking like how long we've been doing our trades. And it's like, man, when did we finally start getting like some actual like roses for what we do? Yeah. It took us like a few years to actually even get good or get noticed, you know?
I was talking to Billy Kemper last night.
Shout out Billy Kemper. Go listen to that episode. It's fire.
Great episode. Billy Kemper. Still my favorite episode that Matt and I have ever done. But I was just telling him like, he was like, are you cool? Like, are you happy with where you're at? And I was like, you know what, man? Like, I was like, I have my days where I'm like, fuck my life, you know, but for what, like, what do you like? I think that's just everywhere. I think no matter what life, no matter where we're going to be, we can go anywhere and it would just suck. But I will say I work for a bunch of people that are fucking amazing humans. They put me on a pedestal or at least give me a pedestal to shine, which is really cool. I have someone like you who's one of my best friends where I could be with every day. I was telling him like, you know what, like it's easy to have like a portfolio of cool shit and always make it cool. But I feel like this new campaign we just worked on, Matt, like we're going to make something that cool.
Yeah.
Like, and that to me, like I was looking at like what we just finished, you know, that's going to come out next month. And I was like, fuck man. Like we did that.
Yeah.
We did that. And it's like, it's not a name. You know what I mean? Like it's a Joe Schmo that's going to, and people are going to be like, holy fuck.
Yeah. Made people like a Vegas celebrity overnight. And it's like, man, you could do that with like a nice campaign or amazing advertising,
right?
Like crazy like thoughts and like idea structure, and to show like shine the light when it needs to be shined too. And they have a company that's almost willing to let you do that.
Yeah. And that's the cool part, man. Like the company Matt and I work for, they've been around for 45 years and they love people. They love their team members and they let them shine, and it's, and they'll never take that away from people. And it's really cool. That's how this company, a local company, has made it for so long.
Yeah. It's crazy like to think like coming from like the nightlife to doing like full blown campaigns and things like that. It's just kind of been like a long journey for me and you. It's like, now it's like, man, we've had our ups and downs. Like, I mean, she, people like have loved to be like, oh, the Palms didn't work out. Like, fuck Tall. Fuck Matt.
Oh my God, guys. Fuck. You know, the line is 3 blocks long. I don't fucking care. You don't pay my bills. You don't put a roof over my head. You weren't there for the closed door meetings. You don't understand.
Yeah, but
no one wants to ask what my bosses went through.
Yeah, you know, but at the same time, everyone just likes to kick you when you're down, and likes to hate on you when you're on top too. So there's like, but I think like when you start to like feel like you've actually start to like can look back and see the peaks and the valleys and see like where it was kind of dark and how you made through it, like it is more rewarding, and it like actually inspires you to keep it going. So I feel like Kel's like even getting this taste right now, which he should have been getting this taste like
10 years ago,
fucking 10 years ago, is only going to inspire him because he's like, fuck, now I can really do anything. Now the world is really the oyster. Now I can really be in the actor I want to be. Now the roles are really going to come my way. Now I don't have to fight this uphill battle all the time. And maybe, you know, maybe it's also the same time you slow it down and be like, now I got to pick and choose my actual direction. Same thing with you, like where you're kind of, okay, I have a nice levels where I can go anywhere, but maybe I need to be more decisive and pick where I go, because that's the next move is more powerful than having all this opportunity. Yeah.
I like the move where I'm at right now. You know, I'm excited. I'm watching the city right now, and Vegas is a great city. And I'm watching my friends, you know, they're about to open the Resort World project, and I want them to succeed, because this city needs something like that for a new chapter. And I feel like Ron Nicoli, Jerry Garcia, people that I've known for a very long time. Jerry Garcia actually introduced me to my wife, you know, so it's like he this is his baby, kind of like what we had at Palms. Like Ron and Jared now have this, and And I'm really excited for the Resort World team. And like someone like Ron has deserved a shine. I've been a part, Ron and I have been friends for 15 years and it's awesome to, he's finally getting it. And I hope it succeeds. I fucking truly do.
I'm almost like, deliberately not looking because I want the impact to be so powerful because like I kind of peeked at Virgin and we've had this conversation when I went there. I was kind of like, I was still kind of like in awe because I wasn't so close to it. Like with the palms, I felt so close that I didn't really feel that it didn't seem new to me even when we opened it and people came in like, oh my God, what you guys did. And I think it's cause I was there the whole journey. Like,
every day. Yeah. What do you mean?
Yeah.
There's just no construction walls.
Anymore. I remember when this shark was like on scaffolding, what are you talking about? So now I kind of wanted to see that full growth so I can experience like the journey through the front door and the valet and like the parking experience and like take it all in. So I can be like, wow, this is like the full experience. Cause that seems like what they're building. They're not just building like a cool nightclub. They're building like a full experience. Like, park your car and you're going to see like various gaming, various dining, various new like experiences, like where nightlife is going to go into dining, which we've kind of seen, but like how far are they going to take it into that realm and things like that, which I'm always curious about.
Yeah, no, I'm excited for them. I'm excited for Vegas, man. I'm an LA baby. I love LA to the day I die. But I've been a guest in Vegas for 9 years almost. And it's grown on me. I don't know if I'll be leaving anytime soon. And I love it out here. And I want the city to keep shining. Raiders are definitely helping.
Bro.
Golden Knights are helping. Baseball's coming here. I'm not like a sport guy, but going to games and things like that has always been really fun.
I'd much rather take a basketball team though. So, Adam Silver, shout out Adam Silver. Can we get a hoop team in NBA and a little in Las Vegas team? Please. But I'm still a Laker fan diehard, so I couldn't really switch up on him. But that'd be crazy, man. It's so weird too, because like I came out here and it didn't even go to Durango. Now it's like shit goes all the way against the mountaintop. It's like, and there's like, I'm not waiting to see someone to finally build up on the mountain and be like, yeah, you did it, bro.
You did it. You got the mountain. You done did it.
Yeah, it's crazy. Vegas is cool. Also like LA's opening up though.
Yep.
But LA, so I'm trying to like book that excursion to that wedding. And I was thinking like, I was going to go out and I was going to drive to like Santa Barbara and like stay in that area somewhere. It like is all like just opening up like right now. Cause like even in like trying to book like for June, there's still like hotels aren't open, not taking reservations yet and stuff. Some stuff like that, like the really nicer places, they're not really popping yet. And I'm just thinking like, wow, I'm so like Vegas jaded.
Right.
But I can't wait to like go experience like California open up. Cause I feel like California has a whole vibe in itself. I've been trapped here. I've been like, you get to go out of Vegas. I feel like I've been stuck in Vegas. I'm like, all right, get me out of here. I want to see anything else but Vegas.
Right.
Like they're going to do the bachelor party here. And I'm like, cool. I fucks with bachelor parties in Vegas. But at the same time, I'm like, I wish we could have done it in Reno. Cause I want to get out of Vegas. You know, I want to like, can we do it anywhere else?
Yeah.
I wish we could have done it in the mountains.
Now that I have this house, like Abby and I just want to stay here.
That's the best thing. Yeah.
Like now it's like, this is my house. Like this is the first thing I've ever owned, everyone. Like I've never owned a house. I came from the fucking gutter. And to be able to buy a house for my wife, this is, to be honest, man, like for me, like if I didn't have Abby, I'd probably still like, I wouldn't care where I was.
We fucked around and bought a house during like the most expensive house market too. Like I gave a pat on the back for that. Like, nah, I'm not going to wait. Cause everyone you talk to anybody right now.
Matt kept telling me to wait. I've been waiting for fucking, everyone, I've been waiting for so long.
You talk to anybody. They're like, oh, she's got to go back down.
Yeah. But you know what? But it was, you know, sometimes money just sits there and you're like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this shit? I'm not going to, I could be stupid, bro, and go keep buying art. But you know what I mean?
Like, that shit might not even wake up tomorrow. And then it's like, I never got to spend that money.
Exactly.
You know, the coolest thing too, is that I like your little living space in the front. You're going to have like a nice entertainment section right there, which would be cool. Yep,
that we're gonna,
I feel like your other house is a little too just divided, where like the dining and then it had that weird like dining area next to where the long bar was. Yeah. I feel like this is a little more centered. So it's going to have a nice little presentation. Our
nice little hut. And
it's right down the street from me. So I can just walk.
Yeah. Here. Matt lives from my house.
I drove today, but maybe tomorrow.
It's fucking 100 degrees outside. 100 degrees in Vegas is Mars status.
Bro, because I kind of wanted to go. I was going to go because the Knights are playing game 7 against the Wild, Minnesota Wild.
Yeah.
And I was going to go to my bar and get him a gift.
I think my friends are there. Based. Shout out to my partner in crime, Fed Up. He's my graffiti partner.
Oh, he's that? Cool.
Wait, what bar are you at? But yeah, he didn't even know we had a podcast, and he's been listening heavily. So that's been, means a lot to me. that someone like him supports me so much.
Yeah. And as we were like, you know, talking about 41, I kind of went back and got a nice little mix of like a little artist mix, a little athlete mix, a little like entrepreneur mix. Yeah. And I kind of like the little structure we got going on. And then the, you know, the guests we got coming up, like in the queue, I'm really excited about the like what's going to be happening.
It's time for me to finally call in the guns.
But even like the, you know, for season four, the next few for season four, I think are really exciting. I think everyone's going to be fucking pumped on those stories.
Oh yeah.
But like, well, fuck, bro.
That's it.
I think that's it. I just make it a quick one. You know, just
quick. It's a quick little Sunday one. We already have some. We're gonna have some women guests this coming up week. I'm excited because I think everyone's been kind of waiting for some of these girls, and it'll be huge. And for all you that know what I mean, I think you're gonna we got some twin sisters coming up.
These guys are like, they got girls on this podcast.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm excited. But happy Sunday to everyone. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, be safe out there.
Be safe.
Fucks. You guys haven't been drinking and driving for a year. Don't be just thinking you guys got that skill still.
Yeah.
That shit goes away. That is not like a riding a bike skill.
Yeah.
Drink and drive, you gotta cover that with left eye.
Yeah.
I don't promote that shit. We do not promote drinking and driving.
No, fuck no. We're going to go drive my Ski-Doo.
Oh yeah. Go buy some Banks crypto too.
Oh Banks, yeah. Social. Shout out to my man Banks.
He's go buy some Banks social.
Banks is working on a massive project right now.
This is not financial advice, but
yeah, I am excited.
You heard it here first.
Shout out to the entire FaZe Clan for their Xbox collab too with
Chris
with
Herb, bro.
Fucking
Chris
Herb.
Dude.
I introduced you to Tav. That this was amazing collaboration with you and Tav.
Y'all fucking
Xbox
slept on
Chris for FaZe Clan. Holy shit.
Chris Herb,
you need my new address.
I tried to hit Chris Herb up for Xbox when they were like the hottest thing in town. And he just kind of was like, I'll give you a Game Pass. And I was like, nah, bro, I want the box. And you, I'll give you a Game Pass.
He's a man.
But I love Chris though. He's definitely a visionary in the sector.
Absolutely.
Bro, cutting down walls.
Yeah. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. Peace.
Peace.
Hey, yo, bad news. Fuck going on?